This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 22 of the Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast, my co-host and sister Elizabeth and I interviewed singer, songwriter, author Roseanne Cash. We talked about many things, including her brilliant memoir, Composed, which I love, and her Grammy Award-winning album, The River and the Thread. At one point in the interview, she talked about what it was like to work with her husband, the Grammy Award-winning musician, producer, songwriter, and recording engineer, John Leventhal. And she told a story that resonated with me deeply, and that I'm still thinking about years after this interview. Here's Roseanne Cash.
For me and John, he can be very hard on me. And not,
like high standards?
Yes, high standards, hard, not punitive hard.
Right,
but
right.
And sometimes I want to get away from that and go to somebody who thinks I'm just great. Everything I do is great.
You're awesome.
You're so awesome. Yeah. Every word out of your mouth is just so awesome.
First take. There we go. We did it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is classic. The other, or last year, I was doing a guest session on somebody else's album. And John, we were in Nashville, and it was this band, Hardworking Americans, and they asked me to sing on the song. So John just went with me to hang out. This is so unusual for John. He does not go hang out at other sessions. So he was sitting.
He's kind of a workaholic.
He is. So he was sitting in the other room, and I finished the session, and we left. He didn't say anything. I said, "So how'd you like it?" He goes, "I would have pushed you harder."
But in a way, that's a compliment, too.
Yeah.
But it gets tiring.
It gets exhausting.
I would have pushed you harder. To me, this story captures an important tension that exists within loving relationships. We want the people around us to accept us unconditionally. And we also want them to expect the best from us. And this captures how we feel ourselves about the people we love. We love them just the way they are, totally. And at the same time, we want to push them harder. My sister Elizabeth is a TV writer, and so is her husband, Adam. She told me the story of how once she gave a TV script to Adam to read for critique, and when he gave her notes, she got very upset. Really, she just wanted him to tell her that the script was great. But he wanted to make it better. It's one of my aphorisms. The opposite of a profound truth is also true. Love accepts you just as you are, and love insists that you live up to your potential. Love is unconditional, and love is demanding. Here's Roseanne Cash singing When the Master Calls the Roll from the album The River and the Thread, produced and arranged by John Leventhal.
Can this union be preserved? The soldier boy was crying. I will never travel back to her, but not for life. It's the love of one true-hearted lass that made the boy a hero. But a rifle ball and a cannon blast cut him down to zero. Oh, Virginia, whence I came, I'll see you. This time from 6 feet under. Lo, the season may come. Lo, the season may go. One man is torn asunder. Will someday be made whole. When the master calls the roll.
Love says, you're brilliant. And love says, you can do better. If you want to listen to the entire interview with Roseanne Cash, I'll post a link to episode 22 in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.